you're going to come to the end of yourself in life. You're going to come to a point where discouragement, depression, just even if you're not a failure, the thought of being a failure, all kinds of things are going to overtake you when you do things on your own. It says here, but they that wait upon the Lord, and I love that word wait, because if you study that word wait out, it means those that continue their current service. You know, I had just read this scripture, and we went to a restaurant, and we were getting ready to start a fast, and our waitress came out and was very kind and asked us what we wanted and this and that, and was going back and forth. And I thought about that, and I thought about, you know, if we wait properly the way God wants us to wait upon him, you know what? Even when it's rough, we're going to stay in church. Woo! Even when it's rough, we're going to read his word. Even when it's rough, we're going to pray. Amen? And even when it's rough, we're going to live for him. Amen? Woo! I want you to know something, that one thing we have got to make a decision out about as people of God is that on a day-to-day basis, from time to time, you see things going on where it seems like people think that the end justifies the means. It means that we may be willing to step outside of ourselves or corrupt ourselves in some way. And some people believe that they can lie, cheat, and steal as long as they get their way or they get done what they think is important because they think the end justifies the means. But I want you to know, as believers, we can never be that way. Amen? We can see things change, but what we have to do is we have to continue to serve the Lord. Amen? You know, in the middle of your battle, wait upon the Lord. You know, if you have a prayer out there or you have something you're believing God for and it hasn't come to pass, don't step back off of your faith. Don't let your hope go. Don't step back. You know, I'm telling you, when struggles come and you're feeling sick or you're feeling down or something's not working out, boy, immediately the devil will come and say, ah, Shane, you know what? It ain't worth it. You don't need to go to the church, buddy. You don't need to do that. Hey, go hang out with your friend. Just go and comfort yourself. Do all this. You know, it's interesting because I was with Pastor Dosick today, and he's, you know, I don't know if you don't know it, but he lived a little bit rough before he got saved. He was a part of a motorcycle gang, and he did some things that he would tell you himself that he struggled around with. But he said that one day he really got a victory in his salvation because guess what happened? He was there and he heard a voice, which was obviously the devil, but he heard a voice telling him, oh, you're not really saved. You can't be saved. That's why God's not hearing what you're asking him, because you can't. There's no way you're saved. You can't really be saved because of all this and this. And guess what he got the revelation of? He said, I was sitting there and I thought, you know, when I was out in the bar and when I was doing everything he wanted me to do, I never had a voice tell me I wasn't saved. Woo! He said, I never had a voice trying to condemn me and tell me I wasn't saved when I really wasn't saved. He said, so therefore, devil, you can't lie to me anymore. I know I'm saved. Amen? Woo! And sometimes I'm telling you that we have to take on the idea that, hey, I'm healed even though I'm feeling sick. If I've prayed and asked God to heal me, even if my symptoms get a little worse, I'm going to dig in and say, no, I am the healed of the Lord. Amen? I want you to know something, that if I get a voice trying to tell me that I'm not worth it or I'm this or that, no. I'm going to stand up and say, hey, I am the beloved of God and I have value because God's word says I do. Amen? Woo! I'm going to tell you something, that we are going to have to be people that make sure that, especially if things increase, I want us to be strong enough and bold enough to say, no, I am a Christian. No, I do believe. Well, if you're a Christian, you're a hate monger. Oh, no, I'm not. I don't know what you've seen, but as a Christian, I will pray for you. As a Christian, I will believe for you. You know, the other day I was driving. I don't live over in this city anymore, but I was looking up and I saw this sign that said a city was a certain way. And for some reason, the Lord reminded me that I used to go into a gas station and these people would say, "Hey, there he is." And they'd be cussing, telling me what their need was. I mean, they'd be telling me, "Oh, I'm so blank and glad you're here because I just told that man right there, he has a sister who's pregnant and has to have her baby, and I told him just wait till you come because it's going to be no blanking problem." Hallelujah. And I tell you what, I used to laugh because even in that environment, even when there's cussing going on, drinking, smoking, anything would be happening there. But when I ignored all that and remembered who I was and remembered that God loved the person I was praying for, and when I reached up to him in the middle of that environment, miracles would still happen. Amen? And so I want you to know something, that one of the things that you're going to have to remember this year is, what do I have to do now with all this going on around me? Stay the same. Yes. We're going to have to remember, because we got Bible example after Bible example, right? Yep. Where people like Daniel, they changed the laws on him, but he didn't change. And because he didn't change, the whole place was blessed. Amen? Yes. And we're going to have to remember that if we don't change in the middle of what's happening, we are going to see blessing. Amen? Yes. I want to remind you what the Bible says here. In the book of John, remember, we've been talking about how Jesus gave us a secret to his life. How was Jesus so successful? Because he says, I don't do anything on my own. Boy, that'll convict me, amen? He says, what I do, what you see me do, I've heard and seen from the Father. You want to know why Jesus always saw miracles? Want to know why Jesus was able to walk on the water? Want to know why Jesus was always able to operate on this earth? Because he didn't do anything out of his own strength or on his own. And the Bible declares this for us as well. I want to remind you that right here in John chapter 5, it says this. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. I meant John chapter 15. That's what I want. Boy, that John chapter 5 was good too, but I got to go to John chapter 15. It says, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, and it may bring forth more fruit. Praise God. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken upon unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Uh-oh. For without me, you can do a lot of stuff. Without me, you can do some stuff. Uh-oh. It says, for without me, you can do nothing. Whew. Boy. Boy. Uh-oh. Whew. Boy, that says a lot right there, huh? Huh. I definitely don't need to be in an argument, right? Because that ain't in his strength, amen? That's accomplishing nothing, amen? I certainly don't need to have unforgiveness or bitterness or hatred in my heart, amen? Because the Lord can't be with me on that, and it accomplishes nothing, amen? I don't want to be filled with a bunch of idle words. I don't want my actions to be nothing, so therefore, we need to make sure we're praying and using action and faith to hear God And that's how we want to accomplish our life. Amen? Amen. Because without him, we can do nothing. You know, that's why that other scripture